Chapter 1. Your domain. When shared with humans, your den is not only your castle, it is also a wondrous and sometimes frightening maze of adventure. Here you'll find many nooks and crannies to explore, many dark spaces to rest in, boxes and doors and bowls and basins, high flat cliffs and carpeted fields, soft, warm sleeping platforms, loud, squawking boxes, roaring monsters that slide along the floor, hills and valleys of fabric, strange small devices which emit light and noise, captivating, unfamiliar, scrumptious smells, sources of heat and light, of cold and liquid. Here is also where your human spends much of their days and most every night, sleeping, eating, grooming, chattering, attempting to mate, or staring mindlessly at a box on the wall. You will learn very quickly that humans do many puzzling things and have many strange, inexplicable habits. Sometimes you can train your human to bow to your will easily. Other times, however, you must simply endure until they cease their rebellion and properly acquiesce. This guide can help you decide the best course of action. Sleeping. The sheer number of hours a day you spend sleeping dwarfs any other activity. Therefore, it is important to understand how human sleep patterns differ from your own. Humans suffer from hyperactivity disorders that limits their sleeping hours to a mere 7 to 10 per night. In extreme cases, some humans regularly make do with 6 hours or less. Once asleep, however, they can be difficult to wake during the darkest hours. Furthermore, when you do manage to awaken them, they often simply burrow deeper in the fluff they surround themselves with and fall back asleep. Other times, they may eject you from their sleeping platform entirely. Because of this, many felines simply adjust their sleeping hours to match that of their humans. Occasionally, however, it is necessary to awaken them in order to show them who's boss. An uppity human can never be a truly effective companion. Such is more appropriate for that silly, slobbering tail wagger known as the dog. Your own sleeping routine will sometimes be interrupted when humans, longing for your presence, lift you bodily and place you upon their laps. The only sensible response to this is to hiss and retreat under the bed. Humans cannot be allowed to treat your sacred person in such a fashion, lest it become a habit. However, when you desire to sleep, gain warmth, or exhibit affection, do not hesitate to approach your human. Lie down either on the human or in their direct line of sight, especially if said human is bending forward at the shining screen, making tapping motions with their fingers, or holding up and staring at large crinkling sheets of paper. Things to try. Effective means of waking your human include 1. Pouncing on their feet with claws extended. This may be performed with or without added playful biting. 2. Executing your monthly cardiovascular activities up and down the drapes in their sleeping hovel. 3. Walking, sitting, lying, and or kneading your claws on their heads and faces. 4. Calling to them in a loud, forceful, and repeated manner, especially if you are hungry. Males and females. In general, you will find that human females are more amenable to you than the males. Female voices get even higher when they see you. They cannot resist stroking your fur and scratching your head. They coo and smile and generally treat you with more honor than the adult males. Adult males, like tomcats, spend so much of their time attempting to mate with females, or, in some cases, with other males, that they usually prefer stupider and more agreeable companions, like guinea pigs or cockroaches. Young males, however, are the exception to this rule. Children of both sexes, once they grow out of the loud and annoying phase where they lie around and scream, or toddle around and scream, are generally fine companions. They will spend much time gently petting you or telling you their problems. When they mishandle you, they are usually easily disciplined with scratches or hisses. Adult females are usually vigilant when their children are around us, unlike adult males who seem to spend most of their time hunched and twitching over the glowing box screen we mentioned earlier, or consuming salty, crunchy foods that they will on occasion offer to you if you stare at them long enough. Although adult males seem disinclined to clean out your litter box or feed you the exact flavor of pulpy meat that you are accustomed to, they are preferred by some felines. This generally happens when another animal in the den sticks close to the female or when there is no female in the den. While adult males generally sweat more and fling garbage about the den more than the females, they are, when necessary, appropriate sources of heat and affection. New partners. When humans mate, they tend to live together even when the female is not in heat. Because of this, you may be present for the introduction of a new potential mate for your human. This can be an unsettling time, since the new person can cause great changes in the den, sometimes for the worse. In general, the introduction of a female to the den is a good thing for both you and the male. The female, as we have noted, usually worships you as you deserve, offering you tidbits and speaking pleasingly to you. When your single female brings an unfamiliar male around, however, you may encounter difficulties. The male may disdain your company, fear your hold over the female, or step on you when staggering through the den after a night of feasting and/or coupling. In the event that the male does not show sufficient signs of respect on account of your superiority, you may need to take action. This can be accomplished in various ways. More effective methods include leaping at him unexpectedly from atop the food box, doors, drapes, or shelves, climbing up his bare leg and scratching whatever dangly bits you encounter along the way, peeing on the windshield of his movable den, and sinking your razor-sharp fangs into his nose and refusing to release them until his screams of pain become whimpers of terror and he runs off into the night, never to return. Note: these techniques may also be employed towards unfriendly visitors, mean neighbors, or humans who get on your bad side for specific reasons, or, let's face it, no reasons whatsoever.